USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Supreme Court has rejected President Trump's effort to end legal protections for hundreds of thousands of young immigrants.
Undocumented!
Unafraid! Manuel Garcia is with the Children's Advocacy Center.
This means that they can go to school and not fear getting deported, be able to drive around and not have the fear that they'll get deported any moment.
Chief Justice John Roberts cast the deciding vote to block efforts to deport more than 700,000 illegal immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children. The president says the court has issued horrible and politically charged decisions, which he compared to shotgun blasts into the faces of those proud to call themselves Republican or conservatives. In one tweet, he asked the question, "Do you get the impression that the Supreme Court doesn't like me?" This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Unemployment claims were down slightly last week. USA's Chris Bonds is in Washington.
In the Thursday morning report, the U.S. Labor Department said about 1.5 million laid-off workers applied for unemployment benefits last week, the latest figure marking the 11th straight weekly decline in applications since they peaked at nearly 7 million in March when the coronavirus was shutting down much of the economy. The decline was much smaller, though, this time than in recent weeks, falling by just 58,000 from last week.
One of the Atlanta officers involved in the shooting death of an African-American man last week remains in police custody. Both officers involved in the shooting death of Rashard Brooks have turned themselves in. The officer who didn't fire a shot, Devin Bronson, faces the charge of aggravated assault. He was released on bond, but no bond for Garrett Rolfe, who faces 11 charges, including felony murder. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Voters are taking a closer look at President Trump and the presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign says he plans to accept the Democratic nomination for president in Milwaukee. The city is scheduled to host a Democratic convention in August. However, the coronavirus pandemic is forcing the DNC to consider options for how to hold the convention and limit the spread of the virus. Now, President Trump is planning to hold his convention down in Jacksonville, and Lee Carter, who's a pollster, shares with Fox News what's on the minds of many voters.
Yeah, I think the number one issue that's going to make people vote is about safety, and I break it down into three categories. There's a physical safety, your emotional safety, and your financial safety. Who do you think is going to make you feel most secure on those categories? Physical is about how do you feel about who's going to handle COVID the best way, who's going to handle all of the protests in the best way. Financial is about the economy. And emotional is who's going to let me be who I am openly and without judgment. And that is actually an interesting thing because depending on which party you sit on and where you sit, you're going to feel differently about who's going to best do that for you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You can listen to current news updated hourly or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago. Listen to all the news anytime you want at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.